Yılanı için. Again. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Commissioners. In calling the meeting to order, I'm looking for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Agenda is approved. Next item is the consent agenda.
Is there any public input?
Oh, sorry, Miss Gunther.
Get that book off,
Any
Dick.
public input?
Not today.
Going once, going twice.
Gone. Next thing is consent agenda, and there were a couple of edits to the meeting minutes. One, I think, for the 7-9 meeting. I think the 5-21, we added the names of new members. Does anyone have anything that they want to withdraw from the consent agenda package?
Not today.
Not for me.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Consent agenda is passed. Next thing is new business. And the first item is mid-year budget review.
So we have completed the mid-year budget review. As you know, we had a couple of items that went a little higher than we anticipated, one being fuel. For obvious reasons, we've had a spike in fuel costs this year, so that drove that budget line higher than anticipated. We also had higher than anticipated overtime thus far this year for due to a couple of factors. We had a couple of folks out on parental leave. We also had run a fire academy this year, so that had some impact to the overtime budget. So if you take a look at the mid-year budget adjustment document, I know the print is pretty fine. Hopefully you brought your readers. Down the left-hand side under the blue column are the items that required additional funding. We were in danger of going over budget or were. There's a variety of different lines there. Many of those are smaller budget adjustments due to we didn't know exactly what the rate would be this year, et cetera. Other ones are a little larger. As we talked about, we have authorized overtime for firefighters, required a large adjustment. We had some adjustment to L&I.
Was that was obviously unexpected. Is there any reason for that, or is that just a general rise in L&I?
As I recall, that was a general rise in L&I percentage increase in L&I this year. On the brighter side, in the blue column at the top, we had several additional revenues that we brought in. Of course, the state mobilization, investment interest, sale of surplus, we got more than we anticipated for the boat. We received an L&I grant for $25,000, and we just got word that we received another L&I grant for 2027, same amount, thanks to Lieutenant Kalahiki. And we had overall a expenditure increase of $964,000. We had a revenue increase of $209,000. Those are rounded. When we move over to the pink column, these are items that we were able to decrease the budget amount. We had a total budget decrease there of about 1.1 million. If you look at the top of the sheet in the yellow, we had a net surplus, anticipated net surplus for the end of the year of 340,000. So you may wonder why did we have such a difference on the pink column of the accounts that we over budgeted. It was for a variety of different reasons, depending on what the line was. But one kind of common theme is we anticipate we're going to be able to do a lot more things than we're able to get done. It's just a lot of work to get all the projects finished. So some of these projects just aren't going to happen this year. One example is the Cameron Road station. We were going to do paint and carpeting, new paint and carpeting in there. The carpeting is about 23 years old. We're going to put that out until at least next year. And we actually had some ideas about ways we can probably spend less than 180,000, but still accomplish our goals. So at that point, I would turn it over to the board. I'll just summarize again. At the end of the day, we are ending up with a $340,000 surplus by the time everything balances out.
Chief, hearing a couple of questions here on the station 32. It's 575,000 zeroed out. Station 36, 45,000. What I'm assuming the 575,000 is just because we want to defer that till we construct the new 32.
Of the sale of, or the purchase of.
So, the Station 32, we had intended to do a full remodel on that at one point, which we're not doing. But in this case, is this where we took the purchase out of? I'm sorry. Yeah, it was the wrong line. We had two line items. We had the Station 32 line here, which was 575, which we just cleared, and we actually took the money out of on the very bottom of the blue column, Station 32, 33 replacement.
Oh, okay. So it's just transferred.
Yeah, that was just a mix up on that.
And 36, you have 45,000 that was zeroed out. What were you planning to do here?
I would have to look to
Oh,
recall
don't.
exactly what we had
Yeah,
in
don't.
there off the main spreadsheet. Do you recall what that was, Chief Dilly?
No biggie.
Oh, I know what it was. Yeah, it was the stove shut off. Yep.
And I'm assuming our equipment was 150, almost 152,000. We shaved off, or then shave off 26,000. I'm assuming. I mean, all budgets, when you start the budget year, they're a guesstimate. And when you get through the budget cycle, that guesstimate becomes more reality. So I'm assuming that lower amount is what you project for fire equipment now.
Yeah, we cut a fair amount out of fire equipment of supplies that we just ended up not needing to purchase. I think that was more fire hose than we needed, maybe, than we ended up needing. We anticipated needing to purchase more because it depends on what we failed during hose testing.
Okay.
This is how I like to run my personal finances, which is you over budget, underspend, and come out ahead. So I like that very much. I am curious about the donation and gifts. That's a nice line item. We have in the revenue section, there's a 1,070. Do we know what that's from?
Yeah, we have. I believe that's going to be the donations that we've received largely by mail. Mary Kay, do you recall? Yeah. So we get a handful every year of donations that people mail in, just sort of thank you, want to donate. Should probably present those to the board when we get them, now that I think about
Yeah, that'd be good PR.
it.
It's
That would be nice. Yeah.
a lot of these are about, the day to day, but that's an especially good feel good item in my book.
I'll make sure to bring those forward when we get them, and maybe I'll put them together to bring them to the next meeting too, because we have a list of them, because we send a thank you letter back for each one. So,
Yeah.
Good.
Great. Well, I'm happy to amend this budget. We're gonna Is that what we're doing? Is it a
So station 3-1 and station 3-6, those two items would both carry forward into 27, amended if necessary.
I'm sorry, station
3-1 and 3-6, those would be carryovers to next year's
Yep.
budget.
Yep. Likely. I think we're going to get some better figures for station 31, but those are definitely carryover. Everything that we have surplus will go in back into capital.
Okay, that's good.
And actually, now that you mention it, I don't think we have the resolution here, do we?
We probably need one.
Yeah.
Well, but you can get by with a motion and then
Yeah,
you
we'll make
can
a motion and pass it, and
follow up.
okay. No more questions on that. Then the next item is the chief's report.
Sorry, do we need to do the
Oh,
a resolution on the budget
I didn't want to
today?
do it today.
Let's
We
make a motion and pass it for now, and then let me review what our resolution process was for last year. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
But that way, at least we will have verbally passed it.
Okay.
Yeah. I
I move that the board approve the 2026 mid-year adjustments as presented and discussed at this meeting, for a net budget surplus of 346.72.24.
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Good job, Leif.
Thanks. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Okay. Next thing is Chief's report.
Okay, so nothing too earth-shattering this time. We have, obviously, if you look at the very first one, total monthly call volume, we're trending up again for our call volume for 26 over 25. We're slightly busier for July this year than we were last, running about 300 calls each month. The next one is the standard seat coverage. It's kind of a messy graph, but if you take a look, the top purple line is obviously fourth seat. Back in November, we started staffing Station 31 full time, so that's going to remain 100%. The blue line next down is fifth seat coverage, and I put a dotted trend line behind each of these so you can see the overall trend is up from about 40% of the time last July to over 60% of the time now. Same with the first MERV engine, which is the orange. So MERV number one trending up, MERV number two is trending up, and then sixth seat coverage also is. However, when we look at this month versus last, the trend is down quite a bit. So it's like shocking. So why is it down so much? Well, the reason is we had our new recruits back last in June, but they weren't cleared for full duty. So we had a lot of days we had to keep somebody on just to staff, but it resulted in unusually high staffing because they weren't a full-fledged member yet. We still have one on parental leave. Mid-July, the newest recruits were cleared for full duty. So our fifth and sixth seat coverage remained high for the year, but down from the high that we had in June. These coverage numbers came down due to new recruits coming online as full firefighters. When we look at recruitment retention, we don't have any ready for approval now. We have five applications, and I think now six may be in process. We got one yesterday, or we gave one out yesterday. I didn't get it back. We're trying to get those folks in for the EMT class, which is going to start on September 22nd. Their orientation for that is actually Monday. So we should have, we're going to end up having about seven going through EMT just from SWIFI, and then they're going to have another six or so from Central Whidbey going through EMT. This is going to be the first time that we've partnered and contracted with Skagit Valley College to run that class for us. They're going to run it through their Oak Harbor campus, so that's exciting. We did get a grant for that. Didn't pay for the whole thing, but it paid for the books, and then we're going to get another 25,000 reimbursement from them from North Region after the first of the year. So that's good. Our new recruits that are going, new volunteer recruits are just finishing up with their fire academy. So those folks will hit the line pretty quick, and we have four or five in academy from South Whidbey right now. Our total numbers is still quarter two numbers. It was 39, I believe. Volunteer participation, that's quarter two still. We run those quarterly. We responded to multiple brush and structure fires in the last few weeks. We had two firefighters injured with a close call when a house exploded, as you guys all know. Both are doing well. We have one still off recovering, and he anticipates hopefully coming back soon on light duty.
What was the injury that's caused the problem for this?
He had taken shrapnel to his pinky, and it just about took it completely off, but the excellent folks down there at Harborview were able to actually get it put back on, put pinned it. He has feeling back in it and everything. He's healing up really well. So it was good. We're still working on an agreement with the city of Langley for fire inspections. We just met about that earlier today. Things are moving forward. Langley has their paperwork together. They're going to send us so I can present to the board, and we're just kind of finalizing what that might look like for SWIFI. What we're talking about right now is potential to do a free initial inspection and then a fee for re-inspects, which incentivizes people to actually comply with our findings. So like I said, we have one on paternal leave. Volunteer Academy concludes this month. The tender is back on the wildland deployment list. The fair ran well. Resources. Ian was able to get multiple engines and tenders repaired, limiting downtime. Construction on the new Pierce Sabre engine continues. The safe boat continues to be under construction at the quarter mark. And the crew is going to go down and visit the safe boat with Chief Dilley on August the 18th. I'll get some pictures sent out this week, hopefully tomorrow. The safe boat is coming along well. It's looking good.
When do we expect the Pierce Saber unit and the safe boat to come into our
They're thinking the safe boat is going to be early, and it's going to be late this year, I believe. Is that correct? Late October. And then a date for the Pierce. Okay. So January for the engine. One of the Red Ford pickups was fixed, and the BC Explorer has been repaired. We're working on a new gurney auto loader in the ambulance to get that done. Maintenance personnel are working hard on the influx of address signs now that we have the new software and printer running correctly. So we're still getting lots and lots of those. We're still waiting on the bigger purchases that were the extractor for washing the gear and the gear dryer. The training division, July was a very busy month for training. We had our first week-long pumping and hydraulics class for our probationary firefighters, July 6th through 10. This course gave them a solid foundation to build on and train, which led them to pass their written and practical test at the end of the month, enabling them to be the driver operator as part of the two-person engine company. So we've added on to all of the other training that new firefighters get to get firefighter one, firefighter two, and then hazmat training. We're tagging on to that a formal pumper operator class and getting them certified, which is a great step forward. July 13th to 17, we had a week-long rope course, which was attended by members of SWIFE and Central. The course was taught by a very well-known and respected instructor throughout the West Coast. This course trained both departments on standardizing our rope rescue equipment and terminology to be able to share resources and personnel on high-risk, low-frequency events. Airlift training, both classroom and in the field, took place with joint landing zone training with Central Whidbey at Green Bank Farms. Volunteer Academy finished firefighter one and two testing, hazmat testing on August 8th, and graduation it will be in the middle of the month. Drug lab and homeless camp training occurred. Five went through the rope tech class with five from Central, and three went through the Pump Academy with Chief Burbank, as we talked about. Upcoming events for August. We got a lot going on. Every single weekend, we have something happening. I had to double check that we weren't double booked. I had a moment of panic last night. The 15th, which is Saturday, obviously, and the 29th, we're doing the station public engagement for the new Station 32. So this Saturday, we'll be at Clinton Station. We'll get everything down there Saturday morning, the posters and all that, and get set up. We'll be prepared, depending on how many folks show up, to either do classroom or have move it to the bay if we have to. I don't know how many folks we're going to have.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we get plenty. It's been a mixed bag. The 22nd is the annual picnic and painting ceremony. So that's coming right up. And as we said, the 29th is going to be the Max Welton public engagement. Well, we put together, or rather, Oak Harbor put together a 9/11 unity run for the anniversary of 9/11. That's going to include folks from South Whidbey, Oak Harbor Fire, Oak Harbor Police, and various other agencies throughout the county. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to start out with an event in Oak Harbor, and then I don't think we're going to use actual torch, but essentially a torch running relay all the way from Oak Harbor to the apron here at South Whidbey, and it will end in a party here at South Whidbey. So we
Really?
have, I think, just about five folks from our district signed up, which would make it a long run. But we have several from further up the island, so we're going to do 2 mile sections, and that sounds like we might even have two people for each 2 mile section. So if anybody wants to run in the Unity Run or get a t-shirt, let me know.
Well, that's an incentive to get a t-shirt.
Yeah. A lot of work for this t-shirt. The EMT Academy begins September 22nd, as we said, so that's going to be pretty cool, and hopefully the beginning of a regular partnership with Skagit Valley College.
Chief, got a question. At the top of this page, you refer to homeless camp training. What are we talking about? Homeless camp training.
Essentially dealing with calls in homeless encampments, fires and medical calls. There's some unique security issues and
Okay.
safety issues in those environments. We do have that type of call here, but we don't always know that. But I mean, even as close as this little woods right here, we got people living in there. So The other thing that was asked to review here today by Commissioner Noblet was just talk a little bit about the brush fires and wildland fires that we have here on South Whidbey, and we've had a few over the last week, and how we respond and what we've done to better prepare for those. So over the last couple of years, some of the things that we have done here at South Whidbey is we've gotten everybody trained at a minimum through the training for wildland firefighter red card certification. Many of our firefighters have actually gotten the certification, although we've left that up to them if they want to become certified or not. So that was one of the first things that we did. We already had a brush unit for responding to those calls and tools to do so. With the support of the board, we began deploying on wildland fires last year, which I think brings value to the people responding to help, but also brings value back to the district and the lessons learned by those crews. And of course, that contract allows us to receive those kind of services in kind. So I think we've seen a lot of improvement in that. And through the regular training, our crews have gotten better and better on it. When we respond to those calls here, we get mutual aid from our regular partners with Central Whidbey and the ambulance company. We also regularly call in, and a lot of times they've called themselves in already, Department of Natural Resources, who's able to do two things. One, they'll help us out with initial attack, and two, they'll patrol. So if they need to come back down and check on the fire, they can do that. They've been a lot of help for us. The fires can move pretty quickly. We had one last Saturday. It was in a grass field of grass, and those are what we call flashy fuels because they create a lot of fire, a lot of visible flame, and they move really quickly. They tend to bank down once they hit the forest lands, and we have more time to work with them. One of the other assets that we have here at South Whidbey, or throughout Western Washington, it wasn't here. I don't know, it's only been here about 10 years, is we have a helicopter based out of Big Lake, Washington, outside of Mount Vernon, that can do water attacks on the fire. And so we've used that a few times last year. I don't think we had it in at all this year, but that is a great asset for us because a lot of times these fires aren't that big and they're caught quickly. So if we can get a helicopter on it and start doing water drops, we can put the hurting on the fire real quick. So that's kind of the update that I had on that, just to give folks a little bit better understanding of what that looks like.
Question about that helicopter. Is it 24/7 available? Is it, is it a crew that supports it so that, I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, obviously this year has been pretty bad, the year for fires for Washington, but I've never had them refuse the helicopter, and it's usually there within, well within an hour. Now that could change if they get deployed elsewhere. They may not have it available for us. We had one fire where they said, "Hey, we're not going to be able to send you an engine. We're just too swamped." So I said, "If you really, really, really want it, we can make one happen." We didn't need that. So
Yeah. The sunset clause on the funding has been removed by the legislature, so that program should keep going.
that's good.
So that was one of the things from WFCA. So,
It's good to have a man at the
remember.
WFCA.
I'll wait till the comments from the commissioners. Any?
I have a couple more questions just about the chief's report and update. Just since we've made a few changes in the recent past, how are things going with maintenance in Langley now?
With us having the maintenance facility in Langley,
Are they fully moved in and going? How's it going?
I would say they are, with the exception of one engine that's still stuck here at maintenance, that the old maintenance that they're finishing up. I went over there this week actually and walked through it, and it's cleared out. They've
Okay.
got all their equipment out of there. They're still just working on that one engine that had some difficult repairs, but they're moved over. I think that's going really well. We have a few things to get surplused out. We can sell that building finally. One thing that's going to come up that they're going to need, capital expense wise, is he really needs a lift. So that's going to be.
Is there any word on the moratorium being lifted on planning approval?
I haven't heard any changes. I would say, question back to you all. Have you heard anything politically about?
I've not been tracking it recently, but
Okay.
I'll look into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good because that building's
With time.
becoming a sink.
Yep. Well, it could hopefully the timing is perfect. Fingers crossed.
It would be great if we could get it sold. Okay.
And then one other question along the similar line of how we've made some changes in the recent past, because you've mentioned the new gurney auto loader for the ambulance. How is that going? The ambulance in general.
Yeah, so I had a phone call with Whidbey Health earlier today, and we're to a point where I think we're going to start putting ink on paper for a new contract to renew our contract. They came back with some figures, so we can have a better idea of where we're going to end up, and I'll bring it back to you guys when I have
Okay.
the proper information. But what I think we're going to end up doing is we'll start doing BLS transports, but we'll just do it on our terms at this point and bill for them.
Okay.
We'll see a little bit more revenue from Whidbey Health, but not enough for us to make any substantive changes to service.
Okay.
Okay. Any more questions on please? Okay. Announcements. I think we've probably covered everything just about.
Think so.
Comments from commissioners.
I had the privilege to sneak away from most of my family and take my 2-year-old to National Night Out, which was very lovely. A lot of lights and sirens and helicopters. So thanks to everybody who helped put that together and host it. Job well done. I think. I hope for next year if we host it again, I want to see more people show up. I was surprised because they canceled the concert in the park. So I told a few folks in my circle, like, you should come see the helicopters instead. But it was a good turnout. I think, again, thank everybody who was involved in making that happen.
More of a report. Last Thursday, I think it was, phone rings about 6 o'clock. And guy that's been my shade tree mechanic for many years, he was on a tear about the new station. I mean, it was all of my political life, I've never had somebody so irate. So I was on the phone with him for about 40 minutes and, explained the whole situation and when I walked through it, to walk the whys. And, I said, one of the things that all first responders do is to be able to respond to the call. I said that the stations that the new Cultus Bay 32 will replace won't be there when we have the earthquake. And I shared with him why a potential earthquake can be much more severe here than it would be where bedrock comes to surface. And I went through all of that. It's a lesson for all of us if we are presenting something, not to assume anything. Because he was not aware that we conceptually had approved in the, or the public had approved the new station with the levee lift. This is one of the items that we had presented to the public. So it was an interesting call. And the bottom line is called. He had a couple questions that I couldn't answer. Like, oh, you're building these palatial fire stations in these huge properties, yada yada yada. And I got back with him, talked with Chief to get the size of the new stations that we have, the size of the property. And when I talked to him yesterday, or the day before. He was, mild and meek. He'd obviously, maybe he was being chewed on by his wife or whatever prior to that. The only reason I'm sharing this with you, everything that he presented, if, and I shared this with Chief so that if people like come forward with those concerns, we're prepared for it. Because truthfully, this new station is going to, as I'd say, be there when the public needs it. And I think that's the message that we have to present when we have these public gatherings, that this is meant to be able to withstand whatever nature throws at us. And, the fact that we're on a pile of glacial sand will make Richter 7 scale much more shakeable, I guess you'd say. The shock will be greater than if we were on bedrock. So, long story short, I shared with Chief, and we'll see what happens on Saturday and the next one and go from there. But just wanted to share that little experience that I had. I jokingly said to Chief, I think I need a stipend for that call. Anyway, that's all I have to report.
Okay. I attended the WFCA board meeting a couple of weeks ago. One of the big items that came up there was huge increases coming in healthcare costs. These are more than double digit, I won't say more than double digit, but they're well into the double digits. For all of the trustee plans. Outside of that, we are currently looking for a new lobbyist. Our lobbyist is going to retire probably at the end of next year, so that's in progress. Really, nothing much to report on the legislative efforts at this stage. And hasn't really been anything in progress this summer. So.
So it's not just the Novalet household that has had significant health insurance increases.
No. This is across the fire service, and it's all of the trustee plans of which we use the our staff. So it's going to be pretty big. They're seeing regularly getting costs over $75,000 for a claim. That's becoming very common. So it's a difficult environment to work in. Well, that's about it.
Given that we should probably sign the resolution for the budget amendment, I do have extra time. I don't know if we want to adjourn and see if we could type that up quickly
You want to take a
and sign
10-minute
it.
recess and see what we can do?
Would that, I like to get things done if there's something in front of
Yeah.
us like that.
No.
Does that,
Let's
I think we've got,
do it.
does that work?
Yep.
Okay.
Works for me. Yeah. We'll go knock it out. It should take, I think we can do it in 10 minutes.
Copy paste,
Okay.
update the numbers, the dates.
We'll adjourn the meeting for 10 minutes and resume at 4:55.
Is it just a signature? Because could we adjourn and then sign? I'm just point of order.
We should probably approve it in
I think we
session.
should. Okay.
Pretty much by the
No
session.
problem.
Yep. Just
Get it done.
because we can.
Yep,
Yeah.
let's do it.
Okay.